神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
A man that was called the wisest man that ever lived said this.
一个举世无双的最有智慧的人这样说。
A word that is fitly or rightly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver.
他说一句话说得合宜就像金苹果在银网子里面。
Isn't that beautiful?
这不是很美吗？
You know, we may not have a lot of wealth.
或许我们没有很多财富。
And very little education.
或许没有很高的学问。
But you and I can change the area around us with our words.
但是你跟我却可以用我们的话来改变我们四周围的人。
When we learn to say the right words at the right time, it is as valuable as apples that are made of gold.
当你跟我懂得怎么样在、对的时间说对的话的时候，在这里告诉我们像苹果、是那种由金做的苹果一样。
I know that man in a sinful nature is very selfish.
我知道因为人的罪的本性是很自私的。
But when God does something for us, it takes the self nature and turns us toward others.
但是当神在我们的心里面动工的时候呢，就把我们那种罪性的自我中心转向关心别人。
And then I know there are some that are just good people.
有很多人我知道他们很好。
And they do want to help others.
他们也很希望能够帮助别人。
You see, the most wonderful job that you'll ever accomplish in life is to leave the world better than when you came.
你知道吗？在世上你做的最大的好事就是当你到这个世界的时候能够让这个世界有一些改善。
Better because you lived.
是因为你活着让它好一点。
You're not going to do this by having a lot of money.
你有钱不能让世界好一点。
For your money will be probably fought over by your children.
因为你的钱可能是要传给你的后代的
or maybe wasted away by what they like to buy and have
然后让你的孩子们呢用他们的方法去、用尽你的钱
when you're gone, your position is gone
你不在的时候你的地位也没有了
when you're gone, your power is gone
你的权势也没有了
but when you live in the memories of others
但是如果你的生命在别人的记忆中
because of the graciousness of your words and your life
因为你的生命或你的说话、能够留在别人的记忆中
you will not be forgotten
这样的话你是永远被纪念的
You see there was a man one time who was going through a gate
有一次有一个人他要穿过一道门
He heard the gate squeak because it was rusted
那他就听到这个门的、因为他这个门已经都朽坏了所以听到他有那种声音
He stopped and out of his pocket he took a little can of oil
他就在自己的口袋里面找到一瓶油
And he oiled it until it was just as quiet as it could be
他就把这一瓶油呢放在这个城门上面那些朽坏的、那些、已经生锈的那些、上面呢就把它加了油然后这个门就不再有声响了。
A man saw him do that and he said, Why are you doing that now? You've already gone through the gate.
旁边的人就问他说你就只是穿过门而已嘛为什么你要去、帮这个门拴上油呢
The man looked at him and smiled, and he said, I do it for the ones that are going to come after me.
他说呢，我这样做是为了那些在我后面要过这个城门的人。
How beautiful life can be when we have learned how to speak right words at the right time.
就像这样子，当我们懂得怎么样用对的话在正确的时间说出来的时候，也是一样，多么美呀。
By speaking truth in love.
能够用爱心来说诚实的话。
By bringing joy to another one who feels the darkness is closing in on them.
让在处在一个黑暗里面没有盼望的人给他一些亮光，给他说一些安慰鼓励的话。
Let's look at some right words.
我们来看一看有哪一些是正确的话。
I think we can probably first put loving words.
第一个，我们用爱来讲这个话的内容。
You know, we can make our happiness.
事实上，我们可以让自己快乐的。
Actually, there has been some psychiatrists that tell us that happiness is a choice.
心理学家告诉我们，事实上，快乐是我们心里的选择。
Let's take a home for instance.
比如说，我们讲一个家好了。
The way they live in that home can make the difference between happiness and heartache.
一个家可以是一个快乐的家，或者是破碎、伤心的家。
And a lot of that is done through our words.
那怎么样的分别呢？在于我们的说话。
Now we can go into a home where the wife is constantly nagging and the husband is constantly arguing.
比如说，如果你到一个家，一个太太总是唠叨，先生总是在争执的话。
With their words, they hurt each other.
就这样子彼此用话来伤害对方。
Almost like knives sticking each other.
就好像彼此用刀子相戳一样。
There's no happiness there.
在那里不会有快乐的。
There's no joy there.
在那里不会有什么享乐的。
But suppose that couple has made up their mind and chosen that they're going to be happy.
比如说这一对夫妇呢，就决定说我们要开始快乐。
They begin to speak words of love one to another.
所以呢，我们讲话的时候呢，开始用带着爱心的话来讲。
Actually, it's a way of speaking, a loving way.
讲话的方式，讲话的用词呢，是用那种爱的内容来讲。
A husband does come in tired.
先生很倦怠的从工作回来。
Maybe the wife has been working all day also.
妻子也在家里面整天在做家事。
It would be wonderful as they come in and express to each other that they know that the other one is tired and that they care about them.
好不好？我们就彼此表达来认同对方的感受，然后呢，让对方感觉你关心他们的感受。
How it comforts a child's heart when the mother speaks to him lovingly.
如果妈妈对孩子的讲话是带着爱的话，孩子的心是受安慰的。
We see this is the way God is with us.
这是神对待我们的方式。
We see God so loved us.
神太爱我们。
He's expressing here His love.
他总是把他的爱来对我们诠释。
It's something like what Jesus did one day.
就像有一次耶稣这样子。
In his day, if a woman was caught in the midst of adultery, she was stoned to death.
在那个时候呢，耶稣的时候呢，有一个妇女被在行奸淫的时候呢，被人当场抓着了，然后那个时候本来是要被用石头打死的。
There was a woman that they caught and they brought her to Jesus.
然后他就被带到耶稣的面前来。
Jesus didn't even look up.
耶稣也没有特别盯着他看。
The accusers began to say, this woman was caught in adultery, and the law said that we should stone her to death.
控告他的人就这样子说，这个依法律来讲的话，他犯了奸淫的罪，所以呢，他应该被石头打死。
I think they were very disturbed because he didn't even look up. He was writing something on the ground.
可是耶稣呢，却看着地下，然后在地上写字。所以这些控告的人呢，就觉得很懊恼。
So he simply said to them, "Those without sin, you cast the first stone."
耶稣就很温和的、很简单的说：“你们当中没有罪的人，就按照律法把他打死吧。”
They knew their own heart and lives.
他们当然知道每一个人心里面知道自己有没有罪。
And one by one they walked away.
一个一个都走掉了。
The only one that was left was the woman.
那唯一留下来是那个被控告的女人。
Jesus looked up at her and he said, Where are your accusers?
然后耶稣就问了一句话说，那些控告的人在哪里呢？
She said, They're gone.
妇女就说，他们走掉了。
And then he said lovingly, I believe, neither do I condemn you.
接下去，我相信耶稣用一个非常有爱心的话对他说，我也不定你的罪。
But he added this.
但是他加了一句话。
Go and sin no more.
他说你走吧，但是不要再犯罪。
He could have been mean and angry and said, you broke the law, you deserve what you get. Instead, he said, I don't condemn you, but go and sin no more.
耶稣大可以对他说，你破坏了，你犯了律法，你应该是犯死罪的。但是他就这样说，他说，你走吧，我不定你的罪，但是不要再犯罪。
If we could learn to look over the faults of those around us,
如果我们可以不要去盯着对方的错误
and begin to sense their needs,
而去看到他们心里面的需要
and then with loving words try to heal and not to hurt,
用一些爱的话带着关心爱的话然后来医治对方而不是伤害对方
Now our words must be sincere words,
我们的话应该是一个诚恳的话
To really be accepted to the heart of a person, they know when we are sincere.
如果你说话要对方接受、接纳的进去的话，那么你一定要说诚恳的话。
There once was a student that was learning the computer.
有一次有个学生在学电脑的时候
，The teacher really was very kind to them.
这个老师呢很恩慈。
Every time they would do something, she would.Commend them and say how well they had done it.
那每一次如果学生们做得好的时候，他就会特别的称赞他们。
She would say, "Oh, you've done so well. That's good."
他就说你做得很好，非常棒。
But she kept saying the same thing over and over again.
他是这样的话呢，一次再一次的说。
Until after a while, the student realized she wasn't sincere.
到后来，学生们就发现了，他说这个话只是就是这样说而已，不是真的。
That was just the way.She taught.
她呢教学的时候总是习惯说这种话。
Our words should have a ring of sincerity.
我们的话应该带着诚恳。
Don't compliment someone unless you mean it.
除非你真的是这样想办的话不要有一种好像妥协。
Let them understand that what you say, you mean.
让对方知道你说的就是真的。
And so you can take your words, your loving words, your kind words, and you can make themSincere.
所以不管你是用爱心用爱的话来说或者是恩慈的话来说让对方知道你是真的很诚心在讲的
That brings us to kind words
然后呢我们要有那种很恩慈的话
Words that just make a person feel like you just really mean it
让对方知道说你是很认真的说这句话
Sometimes you can see someone that's very tired and you might say to themYou must be very tired. Can I help you?
比如说呢，你看到对方累了，你就很诚恳的说呢，你一定很累了哈，我可以帮你做什么吗？
It could be a little child that has fallen down.
也可以有时候像孩子跌倒了。
And a kind person comes along and lifts them up and wipes their little knee off and gives them a smile and tells them it'll be all right.
然后有一个好心人过来就把他牵起来然后温柔对他说呢你没有关系的帮他拍一拍然后跟他说还好没有问题
I get so very tired of people who try to be kind on the outside but when they get to their homes they're not kind anymore
有一些人在外面对别人很好像很友善很恩待但是到家里面的时候呢就不一样的脸孔对这样子的话我是很厌烦
I remember hearing of a young man who learned to hate his father.
我听说过有一个年轻人呢他就很恨他的爸爸。
You see, whenever his father was out around people, he was so kind.
是因为呢他的爸爸在外面对人的时候非常的好。
But soon as he came in, his kindness was gone. He was complaining and fussing and yelling at the boy.
一回到家呢，那个在外面对人的那个很恩慈的那个脸孔呢就不见了，就开始对这个儿子呢喊叫责备。
The one you need to be kind to are those that are yours, that you love, that's in your home, that together you have a love and understanding between each other.
那个你应该对待他很友善、很恩慈的，就应该是你家里面那些属于你、你所爱的那些亲近的亲人。
There's a lot of people that's in trouble today.
很多人在这个时代有很多的问题。
Sometimes it's in their marriage.
有时候是婚姻的问题。
Sometimes it's in their own quest to do something in life and they feel like a failure.
有时候在人生里面有一些事情你有很有挫败感。
Oh, there's so many different ways that people are hurting.
太多我们这种伤痛，太多伤害的地方。
And when a caring person, a person that can make them feel like they really feel their problem, what a difference it makes.
如果你是那个很关心的人，然后你看到对方的问题，讲一些关心的话，让对方感觉到你是一个在关心的人的话，那就会有不同的结果。
There's a word called empathy.
那有一种就是同情的话。
Empathy is putting yourself in the person's place.
所谓的同情的话，就是把你自己放在对方的立场位置上面。
Sometimes we need to do this.
也是我们应该这样说。
Be able to put ourselves in a person's place and understand and care about what they're going through.
有时候我们需要把自己放在对方的立场上，然后呢，想一想，如果是你的话，经过这个情形，你会怎么样来对待他？
Maybe a situation may come up where you see someone is being really hurt by the boss.
比如说你看到有一个人呢，在他老板的面前被伤害。
And maybe you can say to them, you know, I know how you feel because I've gone through that.
你就可以跟他说呢，我自己也有这种经验，所以我晓得心里面多么难过。
The last place I worked, my boss just did not understand.
我上个工作，我的老板也是这样不了解我。
You're putting yourself in their place. You've been there, you know,What's happening?
你自己经历过，或许说你把自己放在那个这样的一个立场上面，然后你来为对方讲话。
Now we know we should always be truthful.
我们要讲，总是要很诚实的来讲话。
But sometimes we don't have to tell all the truth.
但是有时候呢，你不是要把所有的实话都讲出来。
But the word of God tells us how to do it.
圣经告诉我们该怎么做。
He tells us to speak the truth in love.
他说呢，用爱心来说诚实话。
When we have to confront someone and be honest with what they have done, do it graciously.
当我们需要来面对一个人来指责他的一些事情的时候呢，用很恩慈的心来说话。
Not harsh, not judgmental.
不要严厉，也不要用一种批判性的说话。
Recognize that all of us have faults.
你要知道大家都会犯错。
And we're not always right.
我们也不一定都对。
And sometimes we need a good friend to show us when we're wrong.
我们有时候需要好的朋友来对我们让我们知道我们错在哪里。
Someone that can be honest with us.
那我们也希望有一个人对我们真的很诚实。
And we find the right words that we can be honest and yet let them know we love them.
我们可以有这样的一个立场，就是呢，我们讲实话，可是用爱心，然后让对方知道我们爱他。
I had talked about King David.
我说过大卫王。
And about his son that was trying to take his kingdom.
谈到他的儿子想要篡他的位。
Now I want to tell you about King David when he did something that was very, very wrong.
那我要告诉你，有一次大卫王他做错了事情。
He had taken another man's wife.
他抢了另外一个人的太太。
The man was in the army and the army was fighting.
那因为这个人呢是他的手下的将军正在战场上面打仗。
David tried to use deceit to cover up his sin.
大卫想要用欺骗的方式来掩饰他犯的错。
But eventually he sent a letter by the man to his general at the front line.
这个时候大卫就送了一封信给这个对方的这个人的军长。
He told his general to put this man out front so he would be killed.
他告诉这个军长说呢，把这个人送到前线去，想办法让他被杀死。
Then he took the man's wife.
然后他就娶了这个死了的这个人的太太做他的妻子。
No one knew, he thought.
没有人知道他心里面的这样的心思。
But after that, there came a prophet named Nathan.
之后呢，有一个叫做拿单的先知。
Then Nathan said, I have a story to tell you.
这个拿单就来面对大卫，跟他说他要讲一个故事。
He said, one day a man came to the house of the rich man, and the rich man invited him to stay for dinner.
他说呢，有一次呢，有一个很有钱的人，他有客人来。
But the rich man went across to the farmer across there who was very poor and took one of his lambs. He only had one.
这个有钱的人呢，要杀羊来请客。他不拿自己的羊来请客，却到他隔壁的一个很穷的人家去抢人家的羊。
He cooked that lamb for his visitor.
他竟然用人家只有一只羊的那个穷人的羊来请客。
And Nathan said, King, what would you do about that?
拿单就说，王啊，如果是你，你会怎么做？
Oh, King David got very angry.
大卫王很生气。
He said, that's terrible, that man who only had one sheep, and the rich man took it.
他说，这个太夸张了。那个人，穷人只有一只羊，竟然这个富人家那么多羊，还抢人家的，啊，只有一只羊的。
And so David said, tell me who that man is, and I'll have him killed.
大卫就说告诉我那人是谁我要来处罚他把他杀掉
And Nathan looked at David and said You're that man
拿单就看着大卫指向他说那就是你
You took the only wife of a man and had the man killed
你把人家唯一的妻子抢走还杀了人家的丈夫
Now Nathan didn't come in raging and judging the king and telling him he was a murderer No, he told him gently about this storyAnd as David listened, and he found out he was the guilty man.
我们看到拿单这个先知要来指责大卫的时候，他并没有啊一进来就定他的罪啊，说他是一个谋杀者，或者是很严厉的来啊指责他，而是他呢先用个故事来让他明白，然后再告诉他他的错。
Now.Let's talk about the right time. We've talked about the right words. Now let's talk about the right time.
刚才我们谈到是要说对话，那么现在我们要谈到要在对的时间说话。
It may be a time when someone you know needs encouragement.
就在一个时候，你知道对方很需要鼓励的话。
And you're able to come honestly and give them a word of encouragement.That lifts their heart.
所以正在那个时刻，你可以用一个很诚心、很诚实的话来鼓励对方。
It may be that you have noticed how your daughter studied so very hard for that particular test.
比如说呢，有一次你发现你的女儿呢，很用心、很努力的为一次考试在念书。
But by nature, your daughter gets very nervous when she takes tests.
那当你的女儿要考试的时候，你知道她总是很紧张的。
It may be during this time you can give her some words of encouragement and let her know that you believe she can really make it.
就在那个时候，你可以用一些鼓励的话来鼓励她，让她知道不用紧张，你一定会考得不错。
Maybe you can tell her, I'll be thinking about you, I'll be praying for you, I believe you'll really make it.
你要跟她说呢我一直在、想到你要考试而且我要为你祷告我相信你可以通过的
see, Then the little girl goes with something very warm in her heart Mama thinks I can do it
所以她一面念书一面有一个里面的心里面的支持知道说妈妈认为我可以通过
Another time is when people need comfort
有时候有的人在某一个时间需要安慰
In the midst of tragedies
有时候碰到一些问题困难
It's a time when you can come in and with comforting words let them know you care and that it really matters to you that they're hurting.
就在那个关键的时候，你要去说一些你关心的话，让他们知道说你真的是在意，你也知道他们所受的伤害。
Then maybe you know situations where people have been deeply hurt by other people.
有时候你知道有些人受了一些心里面深处受到别人的伤害
And they've been struggling over a period of time.
他们一直在这里面挣扎
And they need some healing.
他们需要一些医治
If you can find the words that can bring healing to that person.
在那个时候他们需要你找到一些医治的话来对他们说
That can let them know there is hope.
让他们知道是有希望的。
And that they can really be healed.
然后一定可以痊愈，一定可以好起来的。
This is the wonderful thing about knowing Jesus Christ.
你如果认识耶稣的话，那就是非常好。
You can truly go to a person and said, you know the Lord can help you, can strengthen you, can heal you through this thing.
然后你就有一个对象，也就是耶稣，可以让你拿出来告诉他说，耶稣他可以帮助你，他可以医治你，他可以带领你。
So in times of healing, you can really help with words.
所以呢，在那个时候，当对方需要那个伤害的那个痕迹被抚摸的时候呢，你可以讲一些医治的话。
Maybe your husband is in university.
比如说你的先生在大学里面。
And he's writing his thesis, his big, dissertation that he has to write.
他正在写一个他的自己的一些东西。
And he tells you, he says, you know, this is very difficult.
然后他告诉你说我好难哦。
And I'm going to become accountable to you. I want you to help me and keep after me to do this.
所以先生说呢，好不好你稍微在我后面对我做一些推动。
You know how sometimes I'll put things off.
有时候我会把它拖延下来。
And so then you begin to prod him.
你就慢慢的在后面推动他。
In other words, you'll keep saying, you know, I think you could do this a little today.
那或许你就提醒他说，今天你做一点吧。
I think that this could be done a little better.
或许可以再把这个做好一点。
Let's try to get the date that he tells us that you have to get this part finished.
帮助他把他的要写的东西呢，在特定的时间完成。
Now you're not going to be hard. You're not going to be driving. You're going to be there encouraging and prodding them along.
不要赶他，不要推他，但是呢，你要触动他，你要去提醒他。
Then sometimes people come wanting advice.
有时候有一个关键呢，人们要来跟你要意见。
I want to tell you about a time that I failed in this area.
那我要告诉你，这方面的我的失败。
It's been many years, but until this time, I hurt because of it.
那很久以前有这样的犯这样的错，但是最近才发现。
A young man came to me one Sunday morning.
有一个礼拜天的早上呢，有一个年轻人来找我。
He was hurting. He was broken.
他的心破碎了。
His wife had left him.
他的太太离开他。
And he came to me and he said, told me about this and I could hear the hurt in his voice.
他就告诉我他的这样的一个事情呢，心里面呢非常的难过。
But I knew the situation.
那我也明白这个事情发生的情况。
I knew that others told him not to marry this woman.
我也知道他在结婚前就很多人劝他不要跟这个女人结婚。
And instead of when he came to advice, giving him words of advice and comfort, I said to him, well, you know that they told you you should never marry this woman.
在这一刻，你知道这个人需要的是安慰，需要的是给他一些意见。给他一些方向，可是呢，我不但没有这样子做，我反而指责他说：“你早就知道，人家都不认同你要跟这个人结婚的。”
I will never forget the look on his face.
我从来没有忘记掉那个时候他的脸色。
It was very poor advice, poor words that I gave him.
我给他的意见实在是太不正确了。
When people come for advice, give them something that will help them, lift them up, and edify them.
当有人来找你谈要一些意见的时候呢，你要说一些可以造就他们的话。
So remember, let your words be so fitted, so right that they're like apples of gold.
所以记得让你说对话，而且在对的时间来说话，好让你的话像一个金的苹果一样。
And may they be spoken at the right time.
也要在对的时间，学习在对的时间说话。
《助我心曲》这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13 之四十号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。